On Daf Ayin Aleph, Omid Aleph, and we are, let's see, one, two, three, four, five lines up from the bottom, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Is that correct? Okay,
yes.
Good. So if I have that Ishur, then I know I'm on the right place, because very often I forget where we were holding yesterday. Okay. So Amar Le. Now, in a sense, we're starting in the middle of a sentence here, and it's Rav Asi who's talking, and let's just go back a little bit to the question that was asked to Rav Asi by Rabbi Zeira. Again, there were different transmissions, but we're going to assume Rabbi Zeira asked this question to Rav Asi, and he was wondering about that case that Abai Varava were absolutely convinced, they were certain about it, where he started with the first shogeg, and that was the shogeg of Shabbos, and then, after violating two malachos of Ktsira and Tchina under the misimpression that it's Friday, then he realized it's Shabbos, but he forgot. That's called Shigas Malachas. He forgot about the Malachas of Ktsira and Tchina. And both Abai and Rava agree that we apply the principle of Grera, and if he finds out about the Shigas Malachos, then his Chatas will cover the Shigas Shabbos, and once it covers the Shigas Shabbos, then there's one Chatas that suffices. But Rabbi Zeira was not sure about this. He actually vacillated on this issue, and he raised this question before Rav Asi. And the case was where he did a Ktsira and a Tchina, each was Chatzi Grogeres, and the case was Shigas Shabbos Uzdon Malachos. Then he did a Ktsira and a Tchina again of a Chatzi Grogeres, but in this case it was Zdon Shabbos and Shigas Malachos, and he wanted to know whether or not there was a Tziruf between the two. And Rav Asi answered that Lo Mitztarfe. In other words, we're not going to be Mitzarif the first Chatzi Zayas, or I should say Chatzi Grogeres would be more precise, with the second Chatzi Grogeres, in let's say Ktsira Tchina, take your choice, because the first one was a Shigas Shabbos, the second one was a Shigas Malachos. This despite the fact that it was all Behelim Achas. So we see clearly that in the context of this discussion between Rav Zeira and Rav Asi, we have a fundamental difference, almost like a blockade, if you will, a barrier between these two categories of shkogos. One is a Shigas Shabbos, and the other is Shigas Malachos. And we cannot be mitzarif those two shkogos. In the case that Rav Asi was addressing, we couldn't be mitzarif them to generate a full shear of each of these two malachos, to set up a grogeres. But if we apply that back to Abai Varava, then how can we set up any sort of a tziruf where one chatas would cover you for both Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachos? Those are two fundamentally different kinds of shkogos. Fine. So that means that Rav Asi, in his response to Rav Zeira, is on a different wavelength than Abai Varav. Now, Rav Zeira comes back and asks a question, raises an objection to Rav Asi from a Mishnah in Krisus. Now the Mishnah in Krisus establishes what's called Mechalkim. For example, we have something called Tamchuyim Mechalkim. So let's say, for example, he has a Chatzi Zayis of roasted chelev. He has a chatzi zayis of cooked chelev. And those two, since one is cooked and one is roasted, that's called shnei tamchuyim. And we're going to see that Reish Lakish, in his interpretation of the Mishnah in Krisus, we'll just get a quick review of the Mishnah in Krisus. He interprets that there's such a thing as shnei tamchuyim, and shnei tamchuyim are mechalkim, and they make it impossible to be mitzarev one half a zayis of chelev with the other half a zayis, because each half a zayis was of a different ilk, a different tamchuy. It was prepared in a different way. So let's just review the Mishnah in Krisus and then appreciate Reish Lakish's comment on that Mishnah. And then we come back to the question that Rav Zeira asks Rav Asi. The Mishnah speaks first and foremost about the halach of Helem Echad, meaning where there's no machalik whatsoever. There's no machalik in the Chefzid di Surah that he violated, that he ate, and there's no machalik in Yedios, which Yedios are machalkos, which means the following. He ate a full zayis of chelev, he ate another full zayis of chelev, behelim echad, there was no yedia bein tayim, and the two kizesim of chelev and chelev were exactly identical, and you and I would have said, well, he violates two chiyuvei karis with two different pu'ulos, let him bring two chatos. No. Helim Echad is enough to integrate the two achilos into one. We had a whole discussion yesterday about the fact that Kedei Achilos Pras has passed between the first achilo and the second achilo. So it's not pshat that we have one continuous achilo. That would require Tol Kedei Achilos Pras. But rather, even though the two achilos, each one that incurs a violation of a chiyuv kares, he gets away with one chatos, and the reason for that is because it's Helim Echad. Now we have a mechalik. What's the first mechalik? That's Shemos mechalkin. Shemos means two categories of Iser. He ate a zayis of chelev, he ate a zayis of dam, or he ate a zayis of nosar, he ate a zayis of pigul, all four generate a chiyuv chatas b'shogeg, a chiyuv karis b'mezid, and the four different shemos. And behelim echad, he found, there was no yediyah to find out about any of these isurim until after he violated all of them. And now, we have halacha of shemos mechalkim. So each isur is a personality, so to speak, of its own, and generates its own chiyuv chatas. This despite the fact that it's Helim Echad. So Helim Echad could only integrate two maisim if they belong to the same shem. But if they belong to two different shemos, then Helim Echad does not have the power to be mitzarev two different shemos. Now the Mishnah goes on and says the following. That we have a chomer, a chumra, in midim harbe, which means that since we have different shemos, different categories, that's a chumra, mimin echad. So if you eat many zesim of one min, you violated the same iser over and over again, then we're mekil, and one chatos will cover all these violations. If on the other it's midim harbe, then each min generates its own independent chatas. Then the Mishnah says, "Vizu chomer b'min echad miminim harbe." Here's a paradox. We're going to find a chumra dafka in the case of min echad. Until now, we've been saying that min echad is a kula, and one chata suffices for all the violations that belong under one category, one shame, as opposed to minim harbe, which generate their own multiple chatos. But now we're going to find a chumra dafka min echad. And now we're going to introduce the case of chatzi zayis. Until now, the Mishnah has been discussing a full shear of kezayis. Now we go on to a case of Chatzi Zayis. And we're going to say the following. That here, the difference between Min Echad and Minim Harbe goes the opposite direction. That Dafka Minim Echad is going to be Chamur vis-a-vis Minim Harbe. So if Behelim Echad, he eats a Chatzi Zayis, and then he eats another Chatzi Zayis of the same Min, then he's Chayav Achatos. But if he eats a Chatzi Zayis of one Min, and then he eats a Chatzi Zayis Behelim Achas of another Min, he's Potter. He doesn't have to bring a Chatos. That is the Mishnah before Reish Lakish. Vavinan ba, and we analyze this Mishnah, and we ask ourselves the following question: does this din that if he ate two chatzi zesim from min echad chayov tzrichol meimar, is there some sort of a chidush here in this Mishnah that if a person eats a half a zayis of chaylev and then he eats another half a zayis of chaylev, that in Helim Echad it's Mitzarev? And we already had that at the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that explicitly. Now at this point you might say that the Mishnah is trying to be Mechadesh, that if it's Minim Harbe, we cannot be Mitzarev Chatzi Shir to generate a Chiyuv Chatos. The Gemara doesn't believe so. Apparently the Gemara thinks that that's a poshut halacha. That regulation is simple because hakim mitzayif two different minim, two different isurim to make up a shear of kezayis. He didn't need a kezayis neither of chaylev, nor of dam, nor of nosa, nor of pigel. So there must be some sort of chiddush in the halacha that you could be mitzayif the two half a zesim of chaylev. So the Gemara asks, trichol and meimar, is there some sort of a chiddush here? Now, at this point, we have to introduce Rashi, Dibra Maskel Tzricha. Rashi says that we're talking about a case of Toch Kidei Achilas Pras. Until now, we were talking about a full shear of Kezias at point number one, T1, and then a full shear of Kezias at point number T2. And we assumed that since the both achilos individually would generate a chiyuv chatos, if they were done by lemachas, one chatos covers both. But now we're asking a different question. Would a chatzi zayis of min echad be machayev a chatos? And the answer is, well, if they're two separate achilos, he was never guilty of any chiyuv chatos. And Rashi points out the answer to that question is Toch Kidei Achilas Pras. Now, Toch Kidei Achilas Pras is a universal halacha. It's not limited here to Hilchos Shgagos. And for example, if you want to know whether or not you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah, well, you ate a half a Kezayis and another half a Kezayis, but Toch Kidei Achilas Pras. If you want to know, for example, if you violated an Issur Nevela, and the answer is you had two Achilos, it took you a very short amount of time, Toch Kidei Achilas Pras. And even in case of mixtures, of tarovas. So we want to know if Chelev, or Dam, or Nevela falls into Heter, and you eat, the question is, did you eat enough of the Isur Toch Kidei Achilas Pras? Toch Kidei Achilas Pras is a universal halacha that's mitzarif two different pu'ulos, it makes it into one pu'ula. Two achilos into one achila. So the Gemara is asking, Trichel and Meimar, obviously, in the case where you have a chatos for two chatzi shears of the same min, it must be that both achilos were Toch Kidei Achilas Pras. So what's the big deal? Why does the Tana feel compelled to teach me that you can be mitzarif two achilos to one achila when the two achilos took place Toch Kidei Achilas Pras? So to answer this question, we introduce Reish Lakish. Kigon Sha'ochal Bishnei Tamchuyim. The question is, if half a zayis was roasted and half a zayis of the chalev was cooked, can we be mitzarif them, or do we have a machalik? They were both eaten tokedei achilas pras. They were both eaten be'alei machas. They both belong to the same min. It's all chalev. But the problem is that we have a machalik called shnei tamchuyin. Zokrei Shlokish, that our Mishnah is a big chiddush, because our Mishnah reflects what can be attributed to the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua, elsewhere in Masechta Krisus, has a statement in a Mishnah about two kizesim that were eaten by Helim Echad of Shnei Tanchumim, and he said Tanchumim Mechalkim, which means that if he ate a full kizayis of chelev tsolui, and then in the same helim he ate a full kizayis of chelev mevushal, he's got to bring two chatos. And if we apply that logic, that tamchuyim on mechalkim, then in the case where he ate a chatzi zayis of tzli, again chelev, and a chatzi zayis of mevushal, then Tanchumi Mechaim would tell me we can't be mitzayif the two achilus into one, and he should be potter from a chatos. Mao de tema. Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Lekula ben Lechumra, just like in the case of two different kizesim of chelev, one was mevushal, one was tzolui. Rabbi Yeshua says Tamchuy Mechalkim, and therefore Lechumra, he's going to have to bring two chatos. So too Lekula, if he has a chatzi zayis and another chatzi zayis, we're going to be mekil, and we're going to say since one is tzoli and one is mevushal, is we have tamchuy mechalkim, and there's no maisa to be mechayavim because each maisa was a half a zayis. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush, the gevaldik chiddush of our Mishnah in Masechta Krisus, that the kula lo amar lechula kamar, that the halach of tamchuy mechalkim only applies lechumra, to set up two chatos for two different achilos hamachayvos, meaning each achilo is a full shear of a kezayis. And now, instead of saying, well, it's the same avera, the same min, and it was all ve'alei mechos, let him get away with one chatos. No, we have halacha v'machalik, and that's called tamchuy mechalkim. He's going to have to bring two chatos. But in the case of a chatzi zayis and another chatzi zayis, if you can apply the principle of what? Of Tamchuy Mechalkin, we're going to come up with a kula, and we're going to say that he's not chayv achatas at all because we cannot integrate these two achilas. That already is beyond the purview of Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Shua. He didn't go that far. He would not say that Tamchuy Mechalkin separates two achilos of achatzi zayis each to pater him up from achatos, because we break up the tziruv based on Tamchuy Mechalkin. Now we're on the verge of asking the kasha of Rabbi Zera to Rav Asi, but let's take a little break for a moment and try to figure out why Tamchuy Mechalkim, which is a Doraisa halacha, you know, you can't have a rabbinic halacha that requires a chatos, that would be Chulun Lazara, and yet we don't apply that principle of Tamchuy Mechalkim logically to its final conclusion. You start going on a certain pathway and then you stop. Why not continue on the same road? If you're telling me that Tamchuy Mechalkim generates a separate chi of chatos in the case where he ate a full kezayis and another full kezayis, one sli and one mevushal, then why not say that now we should break up the tziruf in the chatzi zayis case based on Tamchuy Mechalkim? There seems to be a logical inconsistency here in Rabbi Yeshua, the way Rabbi Shlokish interpreted it. So I want to read to you a two-line comment of the Ran. The Ran says, "V'tam hachiluku shezeisim shleimim chashuvim em kol echad b'fei atzma." It means he has two maisim, two pa'ulos. Each one is recognizably a machayev of chatas, a full violation of a chiyuv kares. He ate a full zayas. There's no reason in the world that one chatas should suffice. The answer is, but we have a mitzarif. What's the mitzarif? Helenecha. Ah, you're talking about a mitzarif. That mitzarif has to be a full-fledged mitzarif. It has to be a very powerful mitzarev in order to allow you to bring one chatos for two different averos. And if it's tamchuyim cholkim, mechulakim, then you have less than a full-fledged mitzarev. And that allows me to go back to square one and assume that we have two different pu'ulos, each one independently is a machayev of a chatos because he had a full shear of kezayis. Masha Einken, in the case of a chatzi zayis and a chatzi zayis, so he ate the two zaysin. Behelim echad, that's not a maisa machayev. What makes that into a chiyuv chatos is the Helem Echad. The Helem Echad integrates them. Now, you need something to break up and undermine the power of Helem Echad. Tamchuy Mechalkim is not enough. Tamchuy Mechalkim is a very powerful, active agent when you have two maisim hamachayvim, and you have an achilus kezayis and achilus kezayis, and we want to use a new mitzarev, so we're going to say no, we have a machalik. And as we said before, we go back to our original position that each one of these two achilus is machayv unto itself. But when you have two achilos which integrate to form one achila, they were both eaten k'dei achilas pras, they're both the same min, they're both eaten behelim echad, now you want to tell me no, there's no mitzaref over here? Now you need a real bona fide machalik, which would be shtei halomos or shtei shemos or yosem k'dei achilas pras. Those are really machalik. The machalik of Tamchuyim Mechalkim is a knacker Mechalik. It's a second-rate Mechalik. It only works when you already have a chiluk that's built in to the Maisim themselves, because each Maisim independently is a Mechayim. Says the Ran, Kol Shazesim Em Shleimim is Chashuvim Kol Echad Bifnei Atzmo. And we're adding, it's a Mechayim. Lachem, since each one is Mechalik, I'm sorry, each one is machayev, is therefore, he says, machalka mafilu bechilu kal, kuflam. In other words, what I call the knacker machalik, called tamchuyim machalkim. Because tamchuyim machalkim is just taking us back to square one, to what we naturally would have said originally, because each achilas kezayis is a machayev of a korban chatas. Avol b'shnei chatzoi zesim, Einam chashuvim kol echad b'vnei atzma. V'lama nigrar ha'echad achri chavero v'einam mischalik mimenu el b'chilu gadol. Again, the language of the Ran is a little bit ambiguous, but I think what he means is, yeah, the language of Lama Nigrar Echad Achri Chavero, the answer, there's a whole piece missing over here. Why is it Nigrar Echad Achri Chavero? Because it was Tokhid Echiz Pras, it was the same min, it was Behalim Echad. Now I need a full-fledged Mechaleg to separate the two. In existential terms, you could say there's a natural connection between the first Chatzis Zayis and the other Chatzis Zayis. Each one, as an entity, would love to be Mashlim itself. And therefore we put them together. You want to separate them, you need a full-fledged mechalik, which could be shtei halamos, it could be yosem echdei achilus pras, or if you had shnei minim, but not tamchuyim mechal. Okay, now we're ready for Abzera's kasha against Rabbi Yassi. V'ahocha, dechalukim lechatos. In the Mishnah of Shnei Tanchumim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Tanchumim HaMechalkim, he says, Im achal Shnei Zesim, b'shnei tavshilim b'helim echad, say ye two different Zesim, and they were two different Tanchumim, and it was all b'helim echad, he's got to bring two chatos. And nevertheless, come it's tarfe. In the case of chatzi zesim, right, let's go back for one more moment to the case of Rav Asi when he responded to Rabbi Zera. The case was that he did two malachos, each one was a chatzi grogeris. And Rabbi Zera says, eino mitztarfe. Here, in the case of Chatzoy Zesim, even though there are two Tamchuyim, we're going to still say they're Mitzarif. So when you have a Chatzi Zayis and a Chatzi Zayis, as we said before, they have a desire to connect with each other, two Chatzi Shears, to form one Shear, and therefore the Mechalik is not going to be a Mechalik. So why do you, Rav Asi, claim that I have a Mechalik here? Because the first Chatzi Zayis was B'shigigas Shabbos, the second Chatzi Zayis was B'shigigas Melachos. That difference, or that Mechalik, should be equal or parallel to the Mechalik of Tamchuyim Mechalkim. In the case of Tamchuyim Mechalkim, we're not going to apply that to Chatzi Zayis and Chatzi Zayis, we're only going to apply that to the case of a full Zayis and a full Zayis. Here, in our discussion about Shabbos, he was Kotzer a Chatzi Grogeres, then he went back and he was Kotzer a second Chatzi Grogeres, the totality of which is a full-fledged Grogeres. And you're telling me, Rav Asi, that he's not Chayv Chatos. How is that any different from the Chayv Chatos in the case of Chatzi Zayis Chelev and another Chatzi Zayis Chelev? If it was all Beheli Mechod, oh, so you'll say, well, the two different shkogas are identical. The answer is they're not identical at all, because they were two different tamchuyim. So we see that even though two different tamchuyim is a mechalik, that's not going to apply, that's not going to operate in the case of chatzi shir and chatzi shir. We're going to integrate the two chatzi shirs to form a chiv chatos, this despite the mechalik of tamchuyim mechalkim, as we saw in Reish Lakish's interpretation of the Mishnah in Krisus. Let's apply the same logic here to two Chatzi Shears in the case of Tochen and Kotzer. And this despite the fact that one Shkaga was a Shigigas Shabbos and the other was Shigigas Melachos. In other words, in Rav Zera's frame of reference, his understanding is that we can equate Tamchuyim Mechalkim in Rabbi Yeshua Shita with the case of two shkogos, one of Shigigas Shabbos and the other of Shigigas Melachos. That's also a mechalik that separates the two, and that's why Rav Asi says Eina Mitztarfim. But wait a second, it's a Chatzi Grogeres with another Chatzi Grogeres, and those two Chatzoy Shir are Mitztarev despite the mechalik. Again, if we equate the two mechalkim, Amalei. So Rav Asi responds, and he says, "Mar Aresha Masnile, Vekashale Anan Asefa Masninale, Velokash." In other words, you, Rabbi Zera, in your kasha, you're assuming like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was trying to understand what was the chiddush of the case of two chatzi zesim of chelev min echad be helim achas. Isn't it obvious that he has to bring a chatos in this case? He ate both chatzi zesim be tokedei achilas pras. It's the same min be helim achas. Why did I need the Mishnah? So Reish Lakish came along and he introduced the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, and it's a case of tamchuyim mechalkim. And based on this understanding of the Mishnah in Krisus and assuming like Reish Lakish, Kashalach, you came up with your Kasha based on the fact that there's no validity or no chalos of tamchuy v'chalkim with regard to two chatzi shears. Anana seifa masnisa. We understand Reish Lakish, but in a different context. Reish Lakish is talking about the seifa. What's the seifa? Shnei minim. Right, the last part of the Mishnah was that he ate a chatzizayis of chelev, he ate a chatzizayis of dam, of nosar and pigul, and in this case, we pater him up from a chatos. He doesn't have to bring a chatos because we said that minim are mechalkim. And Reish Lakish now is addressing that case of the Sefer, where he ate two chatzei zesim from two different minim, and it's eno mitzdarf. Is therefore lokashalon. Therefore, we are impervious to your kasha. And now the Gemara is going to explain why. The Mishnah is difficult, and that's Reish Lakish's kasha in the Sefer. He ate a half a zayis of chelev, and then he ate a half a zayis of dam. Was there any havamina that logically one could have suspected that he should be chayav achatos? Potur? Tzricha lemeimar? That was Reish Lakish's question. Do I need to know that you're potter when he ate two different isurim, two different minim? What was the havamina that I'd be mitzarev a half a zayis of chelev with a half a zayis of dam? He never violated, as far as the chiyuv chatos is concerned, he never violated any isur at all. So would I entertain the possibility that in such a case he would be chayav achatos because he had a half a zayis of this iser and a half a zayis of that iser? On that, Reish Lakish says, Mishum tumni tutni. Li olam, we're talking about a case where he ate two chatzoi zesim from one mint. And amai korile shnei minim? Shacholo mishnei tamchuyim ukeshitas Rabbi Yeshua diomar tamchuyim mechalkim v'kamashvol under Omer Rabbi Yeshua tamchuyim mechalkim bein lekulo bein lechum. We thought that the chumra of tamchuyim mechalkim according to Rabbi Yeshua was where he ate a full zayis of chelev, but it was tzolui, and he ate a full zayis of chelev that was mevusha, and Rabbi Yeshua is machmir, and he says tamchuy mechalkin has to bring two chatos. Nein, Rabbi Yeshua would go with this all the way to the end and apply this logic even lekula, and that's going to be the case where he ate two chatzi zesim of min echad of chelev. One was mevushal and one was tzalui, and we're going to apply the principle of a machalik. Is doch vaistois, we see from this that even in the case of chatzi shir, we're going to apply the principle of machalik. Hence, we can defend Rav Asi's position that if he had a shigas shabbos of a chatzi grogeres, and he had a shigas malachas of a chatzi grogeres, then ein avitz tarfim, those are a machalik, even though it's a chatzi shir. We say that in the case of chatzi shir, the two chatzi shirs have a gravitational pull. You know, that's what it says, v'hoyu l'basar echad, right? The Gemara says, the Yavama said, a man who's not married is like a chatzi ish. So he has a gravitational pull to get married and form a unit of an ish shalit. So each chatzi shir of a half a zayis or a half a grogeres wants to link up with the other half a shir. Nein. That was according to Rabbi Zera's understanding of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Zera understood that according to Reish Lakish that l'kula lo amrina. which means that we're not going to break up a tzirif between two chatzizesim that so desperately want to attach one to the other and integrate based on tamchuyim mechalkin. That would be tamchuyim mechalkin lekula to pater him up. Says Rabbi Asi, name, you made a mistake. Reish Lakish was telling me just the opposite. That in the case of two chatzizesim, if they're a tamchuyim, shonim, mechalkim, and therefore I apply that principle of mechalkim in the case of Shiga Shabbos and Shigagas Melachos, and hence, if he had a Chatzi Gogeris of Shiga Shabbos and a Chatzi Gogeris of Shigagas Melachos, he's not Chayv Chatos, just like the case where he had a roasted chatzi zayis of chaylev, and he ate a cooked chatzi zayis of chaylev. He's not chayev chatos at all because tamchuyim mechalkim. And here, in our case of chatzi grogeres of tochein and chatzi grogeres of tochein, he's not chayev chatos because of the mechalik of shigas shabbos and shigas melach. What a doozy of a sugya. The Gemara is not happy with this. Why? Midas Seifa. Mi min echad u'shnei tamchuyim. In the case of the Seifa, where he ate two chatzi shears, two chatzi zesim of two different minim. And now what we're saying is that we're talking about a case of shnei tamchuyim. Right? Because again, if you take the Mishnah literally, argues Rabbi Asi, then there's no chiddush to the Mishnah. On a simple, straightforward letter, for you know, shuto shel Mishnah, the Mishnah is totally superfluous. To tell me that he ate a chatzi zayis of chelev and a chatzi zayis of dam, and he's potter from a carbon, that I don't need the Mishnah for that. Each pe'ula was less than a machayev of chatos. But rather, we're going to reinterpret it, that when the Mishnah says it's Shnei Minim, Vashmein Shnei Minim, it means that it's considered like Shnei Minim because it was Shnei Tamchuyim. So when the Mishnah uses the phrase Min Echad, what it really means is Shnei Minim. Why? I'm sorry, the other way around. When the Mishnah says Shnei Minim, what it really means is that it's Min Echad. Why does the Mishnah utilize the terminology Shnei Minim? Because it's like it's Shnei Minim. Why? Because Tanchuyim Mechalkim. And that's why he's not going to be chayev a chatos when he eats two chatzi zesim of the same min. Because al pidin it's like two min. And why? Because tamchuyim mechalkim. And by the way, this line in the Gemara is a gevaldige chiddush on a conceptual level, because we thought that tanchuyim mechalkim is a separate din of mechalik. Now, do you want to get away with one chatos by integrating? So there are differences here. But no, the Gemara is going a step further. The Gemara is saying that a mechalik has to set up two different isurim, two different maisim. And that's called shnei minim. Again, lemaisa is only eating chalev. But it's as if he's eating chalev and dam. That's the accomplishment of tamchuyim mechalkim. And now we turn to Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Michlal de Reisha. If we want to be consistent, let's go back to the Reisha. The Reisha had a case where he, he ate two chatzi zesim of chalev, and the Mishnah says he's chayev. You know what it means? It means that it's tamchuy echad. So imagine, he ate two chatzi zesim of chelev, and it was min echad, and tamchuy echad, and helem echad. Is min echad and tamchuy echad tzricha l'meimar? Did I ever have a hamamina that he would not be chayev for these two chatzi zesim? What's the difference between the first chatzi zayis and the second chatzi zayis? And to boot, he ate them all So imagine, you got the same shame, the same tamchui, you have helim achas, and you have tokedei achilas pras, it's one achila. I need the Mishnah to tell me that yes, he's chayav achatos, why would I think he's not chayav achatos? Omer Rav Huna, hocha mayaskinich oisalo yediyah beintayim. Now yediyah beintayim means that it's not helim achas. So after he ate a chatzi zayis of chalev, somebody told him, reminded him, hey buddy, that's chalev. You just ate chalev. Then he went ahead and he forgot. He got confused and he ate another chatzi zayis of chalev. So in this case, why is he chayev one chatos? The metzari for the two pe'ulos of chatzi shir has to be helim achas. This is not helim achas. He had a yediyah between. Right, what allows you to be mitzarif many different chiyuvim into one and bring one chatos? It's the fact that, boom, you find out about it. The pasuk says, oh, no, da elov, about all these pa'ulos at one moment in time. So at time T1, you did the avera al-achas. Time T2, you did avera beis. And time T3, you found out about both of these averos. So that idea generates the chiyuv chatos and it incorporates both together. Here, he found out about the first chatzi zayis before he ate the second chatzi zayis. And the answer is, Rabbi Gamliel, this Mishnah reflects the Shita Rabbi Gamliel. And this is going to be a discussion later on, at the end of Masechta Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein yediyah lachatzi shir. And this goes back to what we discussed earlier. I called it existential. But what I mean is that the two chatzi shears have a desperate need to unite, to integrate. And to such an extent that there's a metzarif in the chefza, the chatzi shear. In the gavra, he had two different yediyos. He had a yediyah about the first chatzi shear, the yediyah about the second chatzi shear. So we now have a conflict, a tug of war. On the one end, we have chatzi shir and another chatzi shir. That's a mitzarif, and therefore he should be chayv a chatos. On the other end, we have yediyos that are mechalkos. So who wins out in this battle? So that's machlokes. But we're going to go with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says that the chatzi shir wins out, and that's a mitzarif. When we have a yediyah between two achilos of Shirim Shlemim, he ate a full kezias, and then he had another full kezias. So the idea now is mechalik, because the idea tells me that on each one he's chayav achatos. And we're not going to say lemafreya when he finds out at the second achil of a Shir Shalim that he's potter from the first one, because that chayav achatos was set in stone the minute he had a idea. But in the case of chatzi shir, the yediyah doesn't set up any sort of chiyuv. It doesn't set in stone a chiyuv chatos, because he only ate a chatzi shir. So that yediyah doesn't have the power to be a yediyah mechalekes, to prevent the tzira for the two chatzi shirs. And therefore, when he finds out about his sin after he eats the first kezias, that yediyah is really not a yediyah at all. It's not a yediyah's chiyuv, because chatzi zayis doesn't generate a chiyuv. On the other hand, after he eats the second kezias, the second chatzi kezias, then he finds out about a yediyah. Now he puts the two yediyahs together, and basically what he finds out at the point of the second yediyah is that he has a chiyuv based on these achilos, because now we're going to be mitzarif the two shiurim to a kezias. So Rabosai, just to summarize what we have here as we come to the end of this part of the Sugya of Shkagos, is the following conclusion. We're going to accept Rav Asi's principle and understanding of Mechalkim, and we're going to be able to square that off with the Mishnah in Krisus, based on a broader definition of Rabbi Yeshua by reinterpreting Reish Lakish. Then that's a mouthful. But let me go through it now, point by point. Number one, According to Rav Asi, there's a halacha of mechalkim that's going to apply even from a chatzi shir to a chatzi shir lekula. Not only did Rabbi Yeshua establish the din of tamchuyim amechalkim between a full kezayis of chalev and another full kezayis of chalev to say that you chayev two chatos lechumra, but tamchuyim amechalkim even lekula when you ate a half a zayis of tsolui and then you ate a half a kezayis of mevushal, where normally the two chatzi zaysim have a desperate need to integrate, but there's halach of a machalik. Point number two, Rav Asi is now going to apply that halach of machalik that we saw in Rav Yeshua of Tamchuy Machalik between two chatzi shears to the case of Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Melachos, and he's going to say that there's a clear-cut machalik between the two, that these two shkogas are essentially different one from the other. And even though it was a chatzi gogeres in the Shigas Shabbos and another chatzi gogeres in the Shigas Melachos, he's not chayev chatos. He's potter. Just like he's potter in the case of Shnei Tanchumim, Tamchuyim, in Min Echad Chatzi Shir. So it means a mechalek, when it's objective, is powerful enough of an agent, even with chatzi shir and chatzi shir. Point number three, but there's no such thing as yediyah ha-mechalekes in chatzi shir. That's not an objective mechalek, because as far as this chatzi zayis and this chatzi zayis, they're all the same min. They were eaten up behelim acha. I'm sorry, they were eaten up the tolkedei achilas pras, and min echad tolkedei achilas pras is an absolute mitzar. Aye, we have a machalik because he had an idiyah bein time. Yeah, but what does that idiyah that the idiyah doesn't register? It has no halachic significance whatsoever. Because what does he find out about? He finds out about a chatzi shir. Shkoyach. So you told me I ate a chatzi shir of chaylev. Chatasi avisi pashati. But what does it have to do with hilchas shkogos? What it has to do with the chiv chatas? Garnit. And therefore the idea doesn't register as a mechalek. Now again, if we were learning the sugya of krisus, we would ask ourselves, why are tamchuyim mechalkin? And that's a fascinating question. But at least one could say that tamchuyim mechalkin is objective and it creates two minim, as we saw in the last line on Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, when it says min echad u'shnei tamchuyim, that even though the Mishnah used the term shnei minim, it's really talking about one min, but it's shnei tamchuyim, and that's equivalent to two different minim. That's an objective difference that makes it as if he ate chalev in dam instead of eating twice chalev. Now here, in order to end the shir, so that we can start a new, I shouldn't say a new sugya, but at least a new part of the sugya tomorrow, I'd like to share with you a tosis and a ritva. Now, originally, in the perspective of Rabbi Zera, we interpreted Reish Lakish as referring or interpreting the Reisha. And we didn't find the word Mechlal. You see this word Mechlal on the top of Ayin Aleph Amid Beis? This diuk in which we want to make a parallel and a symmetrical mirror image between the Reisha and the Sefer, that's Mechlal. That was only brought up in the second interpretation of Reish Lakish, that of Rav Ami, namely that Reish Lakish is referring to the Sefer. However, when we had Rabbi Zera's interpretation, in which Reish Lakish was referring to the Reisha. That same objection to Rav Asi of Michlal doesn't appear in the Gemara. And this is what bothers Tosfos. The Gemara could have said the following. Based on this interpretation of Rabbi Zeira that Reish Lakish is referring to the Reisha, could have said Michlal, this Seifa, Bishnei Minim, Ushnei Tamchuyim. When the Mishnah and the Sefer talks about two minim and two tamchuyim, bishnei minim ushnei tamchuyim tzrichel and meimar, you have two different minim and you have two different tamchuyim. There's no mitzarif whatsoever. I mean, there's dam and chelev, and not only that, the dam was mevushal and the chelev was tzolui. Why did the Gemara ask this kasha? In other words, in the framework of Rav Asi, which is Reish Lakish on the Sefer, the Gemara says, well, let's go through the entire Mishnah, let's take the Sefer, and then go back to the Reisha. And we end up with a Tzricha Lebeimer Kasha, which the Gemara works hard to answer, with Rav Gamliel. But in the case of Rabbi Zeira, the original understanding that Reish Lakish was referring to the Reisha, the Gemara didn't fear ice, the Gemara didn't go that step further, and ask, well, we still have a question of Tzvichel and Meimar, because what are we going to do with the Sefer? Because in the Sefer we're talking about two Tamchuyim. That was the understanding of Rabbi Zeira, that Reish Lakish was insisting on Shnei Tamchuyim. And if we apply that consistently to the Reisha, then the Reisha is talking about, I'm sorry, to the Sefer, I meant to say, the Sefer is talking about Shnei Minim, and Shnei Tamchuyim? Was there a Havavina that in such a case he would bring one Chatos? I mean, what's the Mitzarif here? Number one, you don't have one Min. Number two, you don't have one Tamchuy. There's no common denominator here. Everything's different between the two Pa'ulos. How can we say that he'd get away with one Chatos? Is Tzrichel a Meimar? What's the Havavina here? So Tosfos doesn't have an answer to this question. He just says Hagemara lo rotza laharich beinyan zeh. You see it, lo chash laharich on the third line down from the top of the omelet. And that's a pretty flat kind of answer. So the Ritva works hard to come up with an answer to Tosfos' kasha. You know what? I'm just looking at the watch, at the clock. Now, Tosfos says at the end, Kaven de lokoi hachi, that since the original understanding that Reish Lakish was referring to the Reisha is not koi, in other words, we don't accept it lemaisa, at the final maskana, we can accept Rav Asi's understanding. So therefore, it's omitted from the Gemara. Meaning the Gemara didn't bother, so to speak, in quotation marks, wasting its time with something that's not accepted, l'maskana. However, and this is what the Ritva is bothered by, if you open up the Gemara in Krisus itself, on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara brings the two Lashonos in Reish Lakish, and according to one Lishna, Reish Lakish is talking about the Sefer. According to another Lishna, it's going back on the Reisha. And it would seem that these two Lishonas are accepted. They're both Kayemes, Kayomos, Lamaskona. So Tosis's teretz here is very difficult. So let's offer another possibility. So just to read it to you, he says, Hagmar lo hikshas ha-tzrichel ha-meymar ala loshon she-mido es dvar v'ala Reisha. He says, when the Lashon that puts Reish Lakish on the Reisha, the Gemara doesn't have to justify the Sefer. There's no Chiddush in the Sefer. So what? The Mishnah is Tana Shana es a Sefer Agav Reisha. But on the Lashon that Reish Lakish is on the Sefer, you're not going to say Tana Reisha Agav Sefer. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. There is a Tosfos also in Krisus that seems to reflect that same that same approach. Now, in the Mishnah in Krisus, it says explicitly that this din, that if a person eats two chatzi zesim of one min, he's chayev, and it's talking about a case of helim echad. Now, if he has the idea ba'emtza, as the Gemara explains here, lamaskana, based on Ravasi, then these are two different alamos. So this kash is raised by Tosfos in Krisus, and he says, really, we're talking about where he has the idea ba'emtza, and when the Mishnah says that he ate them helim echad, that's because, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's considered helim echad, because the idea ba'chatzi shir doesn't register. There's no yidiyah machalekes, and it's as if he violated both behele machas. And the next sugya starts with itmar, ochal shnei zeisei chelev behele mechod, v'nodol al arishon, v'choz v'nodol al asheni. So he had two different yidiyos, even though there was no yidiyah between the first zayis and the second zayis. As Rabbi Yochanan says, yidiyos machalkos is chayv shtai, reish lokesh omer enu chayv ala achas, because yediyah is not mechalik lechatos unless it comes between the two averos. So it's really like he finds out bevasachas that he ate both of them, so he only has to bring one chatos. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that since he found out first about the rishon, at that point he becomes chayv chatos for the rishon. Then later on he finds out about the sheni, he has a brand new chayv chatos. Reish Lakish rejects that. He holds that Yediyah is not Mechalik. You need more than Yediyah. You need, let's say, to be Mafrish the Karbon. And I just read to you, he says, Lehalan Tevaira Gemara Im Nechliku B'mikosh and Nodolo Shachal Sasheni Kodem Shehifrish Chatas Alachil Rishona Oli Achar Shehifrish. So we were assuming that he wasn't mafrish for the first achila, because that would certainly be a machalik. But the Gemara is going to take that up a little later. So we'll stop here, and we're up to Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, and we'll start tomorrow, B'li Neder, with Itmar. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down from the top of Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis.